With the need for social distancing, most events are being canceled for the foreseeable future, and artists ranging from musicians to dancers are losing jobs. That has some looking for creative ways to make ends meet. We reached out to KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick to find out more about how they're making it work. Hi, Stacey.
Hi.
So it seems like in the last 2 weeks, and I can't believe it's only been 2 weeks here, but it seems like everything basically has been canceled or postponed.
Right. It began on about March 6th with the cancellation of Austin's South by Southwest Festival, and then it just kind of snowballed across the country. Everything from huge festivals like Coachella to weekly open mic nights at your local bar to museum and gallery exhibitions have essentially been shut down kind of indefinitely.
Right. And many artists really rely on that income. How are they doing?
Not great, especially musicians, because we're heading into the spring, summer concert season, and this is when they make the bulk of their income with tours and outdoor festivals. And they've seen all of those shows dry up until at least late April or May. If they're full-time artists, that's a huge economic hit. And even if they have side jobs, a lot of those are in the gig or service industry, which also is really struggling right now. So that's a double whammy.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that many artists do have side jobs in restaurants or other facets of the service industry. So what are they doing then?
Well, they're not giving up, that's for sure. Right now, we're seeing a variety of efforts from small individual GoFundMe and Venmo campaigns to larger scale efforts like the Recording Academy's nonprofit Music Cares Relief Fund and the Artist Relief Tree, which has raised nearly $200,000 to help artists across the country. Another thing we're seeing is a lot of virtual concerts. Musicians may be stuck in their houses, but they are not staying quiet. This weekend, for example, is the NoCo Live from Home show. On Saturday, seven Northern Colorado artists will perform on a Facebook live stream event started by local musicians Michael Kirkpatrick and Sarah Slayton. I talked with Slayton about why creating an online venue seemed the way to go.
I think whenever you have a live stream video, people cannot feel so alone and they have something to look forward to watch, and we're all in it together. So I know that every musician needs the people watching just as much as people watching might need a show to take a break from all the news.
It also gives audiences a way to give directly to the artist. With each performance, the musician's Venmo or Cash App link will appear. The hope is that people will offer up whatever they can, even if it's just a few bucks, or just sharing it on their social media feed so maybe their friends discover some cool new music.
I love this idea. It's super innovative. But can one showcase really make that big of a difference?
Well, it's not just this one event. Slayton says they already have enough interest from area artists for a couple of weeks' worth of shows and may expand it to other areas of Colorado. They're also not the only group doing this. On Friday, there's also the Rocky Mountain Virtual Festival and the Colorado Quarantine Fest.
So how else are you seeing other artists, you know, maybe those who can't put on a concert online, how are they working to get through this?
I've seen actually a lot of creative options. Leave it to creatives to get creative. Earlier this week, I talked with Amber Blaze, the founder of the Denver circus troupe Rainbow Militia. While now she performs as an aerial artist, she has a background in marketing and event planning. And she realized that a lot of artists have additional skills that they can tap into as well. So she created the Colorado Artist Talent and Skills Database. It's a place where artists can list their skill sets, whether it's web coding or landscaping or teaching yoga, to find work to get them through this tough time. One thing that really resonated with me after talking with different artists was the hope that all of them had, even when they admitted that things looked pretty bleak.
It's scary right now, but I really want to put the message out there that our community is really strong and, you know, there's a lot of people who can help us to thrive. And if you have the means to be able to do so, now is your chance to really support the arts and make sure that it doesn't disappear when the time comes to start back up again. I don't want it to be like a scary message. There is a lot of hope, but now is the time to act.
So cool what these people are doing. Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stacey Nick covers arts and culture for KUNC. You can find more of her reporting, including more about opportunities to help artists during the COVID-19 pandemic, at our website, kunc.org.